Come on, Scotty. Just try one bite. Everybody loved Grandpa's famous French toast. Hey, Sophia.
So how's my boyfriend with the little tushy that's cute enough to bite?
Actually, Scotty, we'll need his breakfast.
I was talking to you, sweet cheeks.
You know, Sophia, if I were a few years older...
Your daughter would still be living with you.
Good morning, loves of my life.
Oh.
And that includes you, Sophia Kins, my favorite mature person.
Kiss me and I'll flog you.
Well, there you seem chipper.
Does my ebullience show?
In a skirt that short, everything shows.
Well, I suppose my mood meter is set on giddy. You see, I have a job interview today.
A job?
Yes, Daddy, I'm going to be a newspaper reporter.
And I'm going to be a Power Ranger.
Seriously, Sophia, the Dade County Crier is looking for a writer. It's the perfect opportunity for a yuppie mommy like me, or as I've coined it, a yummy.
Don't you think they might want someone with experience?
Daddy, don't you remember in high school I published my own underground newspaper? You bought me that mimeograph machine.
Yes. You put out two issues and then you got a boyfriend.
And then she just put out.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
At 11 o'clock. Hi.
Hi.
Why don't you just set that over there?
Okay. Although, closer to the cooler might be more convenient. What do you think, Laverne?
Oh, who cares?
See you next week, Maxine.
Laverne, I thought you loved to play make the water guy show us his hiney.
Oh, what's the point? He's probably no different than the rest of them, just a bunch of ear-picking, remote-control hogging, stink up your truck with their cheap cologne-smelling animals.
Bad date last night?
You tell me. The charmer I was with bought me a cheeseburger, then blew his nose in the wrapper.
Smooth.
I swear, I am the queen of bad dates. If there is a loser within 20 miles, he will find me, ask me out, bore me to tears, ask me out again, and the sick part is I'll go. Hence, I have decided I am through with men.
Okay.
And when you get right down to it, what is the point of dating?
Free dinner and sex.
Hey, foxy ladies.
Then again, no dinner could possibly taste that good.
Hey, Harry, you know you guys are out of beer?
Damn, and I've got surgery in 15 minutes. Why are you here?
Actually, best friend of mine, I am taking you to a Tom Jones concert tonight.
Really? Why?
Well, I was supposed to go with my other Bud. But he's got to pick up trash on I-95 as part of his community service. Word of the wise, Harry. Never cut one in front of a lady state trooper.
I'll try to remember that. Since when are you a Tom Jones fan?
Well, since I realized most of his other fans are horny babes. Who are easy pickings for a Tom Jones lookalike.
But you don't look anything like Tom Jones.
That's why Bud is lending you his skin-tight tux pants and chest hair wig.
Forget it, Charlie. I'm not going. Go find yourself another Tom.
Oh, well, that's great. You ask your friend one little favor. Now I'm going to have to wear the salami in my pants.
Get away from me.
Look, I have a major favor to ask you.
You'll never earn anything.
If I catch a bus right now, I'll have just enough time to pick up my truck at the garage.
Well, go ahead. I get this covered.
All right.
Hey, Laverne, I'm going that way. I'll give you a lift.
Are you sure? I don't want to put you in any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. Just keep your eyes peeled for a salami shop.
Excuse me. Is this 111 and a half Blythe Street?
Yeah, you want to send a fax?
No.
Rent a mailbox? Have a key made? Sponsor a third world orphan?
No. I'm sorry. I must be in the wrong place. I'm looking for the Dade County Crier.
Classifieds are a buck a line. Personals are free. Unless you're a pro. In which case, I'm Bennett Braxton, publisher, editor, and boudoir photographer.
Oh, that's very impressive, really, but I'm here for the reporter's job. I'm Carol Weston. We spoke on the phone. The single mom.
Oh, right, the yummy.
Here's my resume. Now, I know it doesn't show a very impressive background in journalism.
Or really much of anything.
But the one thing I promise I can bring to the Crier is passion. A passion for all that is fit to print. You see, I love newspapers.
So, when can you start?
What? You're offering me the job? Oh, Mr. Braxton, this is so wonderful. I could hug you. Perhaps I'll scream instead.
Ah! Timmy, I want you to meet somebody.
Mr. Braxton, I promise you won't regret this.
This is Carol, your new assistant.
What?
Not bad. You're about a C cup, right?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It's that damn Howard Stern. He's got all the kids talking like that.
No, I mean about the job. I thought you were hiring me to be a reporter.
No, Timmy's my reporter. You're his driver.
I'll give you a buck if you let me sit on your lap and steer.
Mr. Braxton, I did not come all the way down here to play chauffeur to some foul-mouthed child.
This foul-mouthed child happens to be a journalistic genius. Not to mention his father owns the largest appliance store in the neighborhood. By the way, you pitch your old man on that four-page supplement yet?
Get bent.
Take your time on that one, Timbo. Temperamental little bastard. Betty Wright just took us off. You two are going to make a hell of a team.
No, we won't. I'm not taking the job.
What? You're thumbing your nose at learning the biz from one of the best? Do you recognize that?
Oh, my God. Is that a Pulitzer?
Actually, it's a Pulitzer. Little novelty item I'm trying to market. But the point is, I've been a newsman for over 20 years. I could teach you how to earn one of the real things. Or I could teach you how to make one.
I don't know. It just seems so entry level.
Hey, what other rag's gonna hire you?
Would I get to wear one of those cute little fedoras with a press card on it?
You keep wearing skirts that short, I don't care what you put on your head.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not unusual. Hey, Dr. Douglas.
You expect me to throw my panties at you? You're sadly mistaken.
I'm sorry. I always sing the day after I've been to a concert.
You went to a Tom Jones concert?
Dr. Woman does not live by Clint Black alone. Besides, Charlie had an extra ticket.
Charlie? Charlie Dietz? And you on a date?
It was not a date. Which is probably why I had such a good time. Lordy, watching that man wiggle around them skin-tight pants with his shirt undone to his belly button gave me a wicked case of the giggles.
Yeah, I guess Tom Jones is pretty campy.
I thought about Charlie. Lord, that man was so funny last night. That boy is out of his mind.
Won't get any argument here. But I thought you hated Charlie.
I do not hate anyone.
Except for Yankees who say y'all.
That is a peeve, not a hate. And I don't recall inviting you into this conversation.
A little touchy this morning, aren't y'all?
Could be, because she went a-dating last night with a feller named Charlie.
You had a date with Charlie?
It was not a date. And it's y'all, not y'all.
What's with her?
Sounds like she's got a new boyfriend.
Charlie, that's ridiculous. Maxine, come. What could she possibly see in him?
Well, let's see. He's inconsiderate, has a dead-end job, and he's dumb as a stump. Hell, I'm surprised I'm not dating him.
Morning, Daddy.
Morning, dear. Wait. This editorial is fascinating. That kid you're working for is one terrific writer.
Actually, I work with, not for, Timmy.
That's weird. I thought I heard it go.
No, it's mine. It's a gift from Timmy the Boy Wonder. Probably forgot his lunch again. Or maybe he wants to parade me in front of his geeky little friends and announce my age. Well, the joke's on him. I lied.
That's showing him?
Oh, Daddy, listen to me. I wanted to be a reporter. Instead, I'm playing valet to some over-hormone delinquent. Could life get any more insane?
See? I told you they'd be up.
Morning, y'all.
Why, if it isn't Charlie and Laverne. Daddy?
Yes, dear, it's Charlie and Laverne.
I'm really sorry to barge in like this, but Carol, do you think I could borrow you a pair of jeans?
Well, of course, Laverne. And perhaps you'd like to take a shower, too. A nice disinfecting amnesia-inducing shower.
No, really, hon, I just need some pants. Old fumble fingers here spilt transmission fluid all over my...
Transmission fluid, so you two were just working on a car.
Well, yeah, what'd you think we was doing?
That!
Can you believe it, Harry? I took her to a concert and she rebuilt my transmission.
That's this way we Southerners are. You do something nice for us and we will return the favor tenfold.
You're from the South, Laverne?
You are such a kidder.
I am, aren't I?
You know, his cornball kept me up till 2 a.m. with his lame jokes, and then he wouldn't let me go home.
Oh, really, really? Call me a worrywart, but I don't think a half-dressed lady should be on the road at that hour.
Well, of course, she'd be much safer at your house.
Charlie, living room, now.
Oh, sure, Harry. As soon as I finish my...
Just give me an automobile, you'll come with me.
Carol, hon, do you think you could fetch them pants? My legs are starting to get a chill.
Oh, Laverne. You poor, sweet, naive, country mouse of a woman.
Excuse me.
Perhaps if I framed this in one of those colorful metaphors you rural folk are so facile at inventing. Let's pretend... You're a little baby possum, delicate, innocent, yet anxious to experience the world. So one day, you blithely venture onto the interstate, unaware that an ugly, diesel-belching 18-wheeler we'll call Charlie is barreling toward you.
Are you calling me roadkill?
Now, Charlie, you pay attention to me. Still, listen to me. Laverne is like a daughter to me. You understand?
She's going to move in and start sponging off you?
Hey, Charlie, we still on for tonight?
I wouldn't miss it, babe.
See you later, hon.
Hun and babe. Charlie, I know what you're doing here. This is some sneaky, sleazy plan of yours to get her into bed.
Nuh-uh. We're just friends, Harry. Laverne and I have been having such a good time together, I never even thought of boinking her. But for argument's sake, how did that sleazy plan go again?
Dade County Crier. Oh, you want to play some personal? All right. Go ahead. Sicilian Spitfire seeks chain smoker with substantial life insurance policy. Fatty's welcome. Sophia, is that you? Mr. Braxton, how are you this fine afternoon?
Correct. You know how many daiquiris it takes to get a dry cleaner to spring for a full-page ad?
I have no idea.
Neither do I. Where the hell is Timmy?
I don't know. He wasn't there when I went to pick him up after school.
He was supposed to cover that swimming pool dedication.
I know.
Great. We go to press in a half hour. I'll kill him.
Hold that thought. When I couldn't find young Timmy, I went ahead to the swimming pool dedication and jotted down a few notes.
Carol, this is brilliant.
Really? You think so?
Smell my breath. I think a Sizzler menu is brilliant. Here, get this to the printer. I gotta take a nap.
So I'm being published. My words are showing up in print. Do you have any idea what this means to a struggling young writer like myself? I'll take that as a yes. Timmy! Thank God you're all right.
Carol, where were you? I've been paging you all day.
Oops, it's turned off. Well, you know how inept we gals are when it comes to electronics.
You set me up.
Let's just call it payback for telling your pimply-faced chums I'm a moaner.
If that's Timmy, ask him if his old man's buying space.
My old man sold his store.
If that's Timmy, tell him he's fired.
Stop break, kid. Now, if you'll step aside, I'm on my way to a career. Oh, and Timbo, here. Go beep yourself. Charlie, this is nice.
Yeah, I've been coming here for years. It's a great place to unwind.
Did she unwind a little bit too far last time? Hey, come on. Game 8 ball helped take the thing out.
You know, Laverne, I'm real glad you showed up tonight.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, you know, the way people have been talking, I thought you might feel kind of weird being seen with me.
Charlie, I don't care what people think. I do not care who sees us. Oh, my God, not Sophia. Quick, turn around.
Well, if it isn't a love first, I heard you two are an item.
Sophia, we are not an item. Honestly, I do not know how these rumors get started.
Hey. Come here. Nursey and Cruz boy are grooving on a love thing. Pass it on.
Charlie, why don't you go ahead and break?
Okay.
I think it only fair to warn you that I happen to be quite good. And you happen to be a hell of a lot better. Where'd you learn to shoot like that?
I was practically raised on one of these things.
No kidding?
Yeah. My parents kept me locked in the cellar till I was 12. Most kids had a dog. I had a pool table. Called it the spot. Oops.
Hey, hustler, you missed.
Or was I just being polite?
No, you missed. Now, I'll show you how it's really done. See, that's how you missed. Damn.
Are you moving your cue too much? Here, let me show you. First thing you gotta do is you gotta hold the stick so it feels balanced. That's right. Now, just move it back and forth, back and forth. That's it. Back and forth, back and forth. your shoe.
Hey, I made it!
Laverne, I don't know if we should do this.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. I don't know what come over me.
Oh, it's not your fault. Maybe Harry was right. Maybe this is just some sneaky, sleazy scheme of mine. And it really must be sneaky because I didn't know anything about it.
Charlie, I was the one who was going to kiss you.
Man, I'm so good at scary.
No, you're not. Look, Charlie, maybe there's just a little smidge of chemistry between us.
Really?
Well, yeah. And I'm just glad you showed so much restraint during my moment of vulnerability. You know what this means?
I'm gay.
You're a gentleman.
Laverne, I don't think we should go out anymore.
Why?
Well, I don't know how much longer I can keep acting like such a good guy. I'm Charlie. I'm not a gentleman. You deserve to be with a real thing.
Oh. Why, Charlie Deeds. Who'd have thought a guy like you would restore my faith in men?
What do you mean?
Hey, if I can bring out the goodness in a skirt-chasing hound dog like yourself, then maybe I ought to give the rest of your gender another chance. And thank you. And if you'll excuse me, I got a table to run.
Hi. I'm Sparkle. Are you alone?
No, I'm Charlie.
You're funny. You want to come back to my place and fool around?
Well, I don't think that'd be such a good idea. I mean, we don't even know each other. Oh, no! I can't change back.
Come on, amigo. I'll buy you a beer.
Actually, I prefer a nice Chardonnay.
Oh, no!
Don't you ever do anything? Hey, I'm talking to you. Sit. Roll over. Catch the paper.
Hi, sweetie.
Good boy. Ever think of breeding him?
Mommy's very first byline. Now that I'm a full-fledged reporter, I can right the wrongs of society, influence public opinion, and shake the very foundations of power.
Community pool opening. State-of-the-art skimmer, a scum-sucking wonder.
By Carol Weston.
By Carol Weston.
By Carol Weston. Come on, Scotty. I'll teach you how to sit up and beg. It'll come in handy when you start the date, yeah.
Carol, I have incredible news. You will never in a million years guess who's coming to tour the clinic this week.
I don't know. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is coming to the clinic?
I can't believe you got it on the first try. Maxine had to tell me the initials. Even then, I guessed Howard Cosell.
Daddy, do you know what this means? Hillary Clinton is big news.
Yeah?
I'm a reporter.
Yeah.
Don't you see? This could be my ticket to the White House press corps. Mr. President, I have a 9-part question.
Carol!
Oh, sorry, Daddy, I got carried away, but I want you to know that no matter how far I go, I will never forget where I came from.
Can't you at least try?
But Well, why can't I come?
Carol, it's not me. The Secret Service said only employees of the clinic are allowed to meet Mrs. Clinton.
Fine. I'll just get a press pass. The Dade County Crier may not be the biggest paper in the country, but it is still a widely read and respected publication.
Yeah. And very absorbent.
So, Daddy, did you read my scum-sucking article?
Carol, it wasn't that bad.
Just saw the news, Harry. Is it true? Hillary's coming to your clinic?
Why do you want to know?
Because I got to meet her. She's the first presidential wife I ever saw in the nude.
What?
Yeah. I got out of the shower one day, and there she was on TV. Ever since then, she's been floating around in my head.
She must feel like a tic-tac in the ocean.
I'm serious. I got a Major Jones for America's number one babe.
Charlie, are you saying you're in love with the First Lady?
Sure, if that's what she wants to hear.
Charlie, you are not meeting Hillary. No way.
Yes, way. I've been writing to her for months, telling her exactly what I would like to do for her cause and exactly what I would like her to wear while I'm doing it. All I know is she's coming to Miami. I live in Miami. You do the math.
Laverne? Laverne! She said I could have a turn.
Okay, Dr. Hopper.
No, just come on and give me that.
Whoa, what is going on here?
I'm, you know, puffing.
Well, cut it out.
Doctor, we just want to make a good impression on the First Lady. You wearing jeans?
Of course not. I was just about to change into my Yankee Doodle pantsuit. Now, look, you two. Mrs. Clinton wants to see an inner city medical clinic. That's what we should show her. Grunge and all.
Okie dokie.
Quit puffing my clinic!
Maxine, may I speak to you in private? Where are you going? Max, look, I know this is your clinic, but I think maybe I should be the one to talk to Mrs. Clinton.
Why?
Well, Maxine, you seem to have a bit of an attitude about her visit.
Attitude? What the hell gave you the dumbass idea that I have an attitude?
I don't know, lucky dumbass guess.
I'm sorry, Harry. I'm just headed with politicians. They waltz in here, take a picture, say they're going to change things, and nothing ever happens. Well, if Hillary expects me to just smile and not speak my mind, then she does not know Maxine Douglas.
Actually, she doesn't know you.
Well, she will.
Maxine, look, come on. I know how you feel, but she's still the First Lady, so just be respectful, okay?
What do you think I'm going to do, pants her? I'm a professional, damn it.
You're not going to pants her, right?
Make a hell of a photo opportunity. Woo!
Hi, Daddykins.
Daddykins, what is it? What, the car, the house, what?
They wouldn't give me a press pass. Of course, Sam Donaldson, they let march right in. Well, excuse me for having normal eyebrows. Daddy, you've got to help me. Give me a job here at the clinic.
What?
That way I'll be here when Hillary comes. Oh, Daddy, please, please. I've never wanted anything more in my entire life.
That's what you said about the suede boots.
Yes, but I didn't know this was going to come up.
Carol, look, honey,
Daddy,
I don't...
please. I'll make pot roast tonight.
With tater tots?
Extra crispy.
Ooh, all right, fine. Laverne, Carol's going to be working with us today.
You're not kidding.
The Secret Service is here, Mr. Braxton. She's due in a couple of hours. Don't worry. I said I'll get to Hillary. I'll get to Hillary. I said that Hillary. Are we going to repave it or what? Let me know.
Nice cover, Brenda Starr.
I don't want to give anyone the slightest reason to suspect I'm not a nurse.
Okay, fine. Carol, would you label this?
Sure, what is it?
A urine specimen.
Yeah.
You couldn't be a nurse on Halloween.
Where is Maxine?
Oh, Doctor, she's still in with the Secret Service. I was wondering. I want her out of here.
Wait a minute, Carol, she can't be that bad.
Carol Weston's office.
Look, it's just a couple of more hours. Oh, hi. Hey, Maxine.
Hi.
How'd it go?
Oh, it went fine. They especially enjoyed hearing about you and Castro.
She's kidding, you know.
Would you step in, please?
Your name?
Weston. Harry. Harry Weston. M.D. You know, Dr. Harry Weston. I'm Harry.
Sit down, Doctor. Oh. You don't have anything to be nervous about.
Good, I guess.
Do you?
Me? Oh, no, me? No. Just ask me anything. My life is an open book.
You know Charles Dietz?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's my next door neighbor.
Are you aware he's been sending letters of a romantic nature to the First Lady?
Well, I know he's a big fan of Mrs. Clinton.
Romantic and bizarre letters?
I don't know him that well. I'm not around much. I work. I work a lot at working. I'm fishing, you know. Oh, yeah, hook the boat up, you'll pick it up, head out at dawn. Lake Okeechobee. Bass, mostly some bluegill.
You aware that bass is a restricted fish in the state of Florida?
Well, I don't catch them. I just warn them that the bad fishermen are coming. Can I have some water, please?
Carol, you are still at my desk.
Just a second. Dateline, Miami. 11:17 a.m. The Canal Street Clinic anxiously awaits the arrival of the First Lady.
Carol, I want my desk back right now!
The staff grows impatient.
Don't make me tell your daddy.
Laverne, if you keep interrupting me, I'm never going to get my Hillary story done.
Well, if you was any kind of reporter at all, you'd know there's someone in this clinic who's actually met her.
Who? You?
My cousin, Mary Beth Ann, used to do her nails back in Little Rock all the time. I sat next to her once.
Oh, give me the scoop. What's she really like?
Okay, nice enough. Crack cuticles.
No, I mean, what did she say? Did she mention Whitewater? What about Bill? Did she discuss his political plans?
No. As I recall, she said, Mary Beth, if you don't get you an air conditioner, you're going to have to use a spatula to peel my thighs off this naugahyde.
And?
Now, Mary Beth got a big fan.
Laverne, this would be fine if I were doing a fluff piece, but I'm planning on doing a serious interview on Hillary.
Carol, honey, I hate to break it to you, but Hillary ain't going to have time for an interview. She's going to blow through here faster than Roger Clinton's CD on the way to the bargain table.
What are you saying?
I'm saying she ain't going to talk to you. If she's going to talk to anybody, it'll be me.
You? Why would she want to talk to you?
I'm from Arkansas.
But she's from Chicago.
We forgive her. The point is, I have a connection. My cousin used to do her nails. Matter of fact, I've got just enough time to run down to the drugstore and pick up her favorite nail polish, cherries, at dusk.
Well, that ought to make her jump on a stump and yell hee-haw.
All right, Miss Smarty Pants. I'll be gone 15 minutes. Don't touch anything. Don't do anything. Don't even answer the phone.
Hello? 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 Hello?
You know, Carol, I really appreciate your enthusiasm, but you might want to wait till that rings.
Next!
This is Post 5. Go ahead, Red Leader. She's on her way. We haven't finished here. Fine, then she can only meet the staff we've already cleared.
No!
Who are you?
I'm Laverne. Laverne Todd. Howdy, y'all.
I'm sorry, Miss Todd. We don't have time to clear you.
But I'm from Arkansas, and my second cousin Mary Beth used to do Hillary's nails back in Little Rock, and woo doggy. Me and Hillary are closer than two big old breeding sows in a Bloomingdale's dressing room. Bye, Cracky.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Mr. Braxton needs you to call him right away, Carol.
Carol? You said your name was Laverne.
Well, now, I don't rightly recollect what I said.
Who are you?
Who's Mr. Braxton?
Let's see your ID.
No!
Get a purse.
Just...
Red Leader, we got a code 3. Check those rooftops again. Eagle 1, turn the motorcade onto alternate route B.
Okay. I'm a reporter with the Dade County Crier, and if you touch one hair on my head... Woo!
Guess that's moot now.
Get her out of here.
Daddy! Oh, my God. I just saw her motorcade. I've got to get my camera. Hey!
Can we help you?
I just got to get my camera.
Who are you?
Laverne Todd. My cousin Mary Beth used to do Hillary sales back in Arkansas. And boy, have I got a size for her. What are you doing? Hey. Ow!
All units, this is Post 5. We got another one.
Let's go. Hey, I'm an American. I have my rights. I will buy.
Maybe no one
got some answers. They took Carol and Laverne to the police station to interrogate them.
Are they all right?
Laverne's all right. Carol's demanding to see Robert Shapiro. I'll get back as soon as I can.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? The First Lady will be here any minute.
Maxine, you'll do fine. Just when you give your speech, don't forget, look into the camera.
What camera? I thought I was going to be talking to Hillary.
Well, you will be talking to Hillary, but there'll be news cameras there, so just be sure to look directly into the lens. Or is it don't look? I don't know. Whatever. You'll be fine.
No. I don't do cameras.
Well, just forget they're there.
How? First you tell me, look at them, don't look at them. Look at them, don't look at them. I hate you, Harry.
Maxine, relax. You'll do fine. Just take a deep breath and give the speech. You're not giving the welcoming speech? I don't care what you say, Maxine. I am not doing a speech. I'm not prepared. And you're going to faint, aren't you? Oh, we can't be. Oh, easy. All right, just lie right there. Just take it. I'm sure he'll be all right by the time...
She's here!
I can't take it. I tell you, I'm going fast! Do you hear me out there? I'm going fast!
Carol, we have only been in here 5 minutes.
You got a problem in here?
Oh, yes, excuse me. There's been a terrible mistake.
Can't you just shoot her and let me go?
I need to get out so I can see the First Lady.
Yeah, you went after people in here. That Secret Service has been bringing in loonies all day long.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Laverne.
Charlie, what happened to you?
Oh, I was on my way to Hillary's hotel room when these well-dressed goons jumped me. I guess there's some law against bringing the First Lady a gift basket of beer.
Come on, buddy, yourselves this way.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't I get a phone call first?
Yeah.
Huh, good. Who's it from?
Oh, come on.
Laverne. Got a smoke?
You don't smoke.
No. To bribe the screws. It's like money in here.
Carol, get off my bench.
That one's all crusty.
Then you'll just have to stand, because you ain't sitting on my bench.
You know, Laverne,
I must say, you don't make a very cordial cellmate.
Cordial? You want cordial? Damn it, Carol, you got me handcuffed, dragged out of my clinic, and thrown in jail. Excuse me if I don't invite you to a tea party on my bench.
Look, I was just doing my job.
I was just doing my job, too, you know, trying to help sick people. But I guess your job's a whole lot more important than mine.
I never said that.
You didn't have to. You just strut around like a 12-pound bullet what just laid a speckled egg.
What the hell does that mean?
Don't play dumb with me.
Honestly, Laverne, you'd have to be Dr. Doolittle to understand that cornpone gibberish.
Take that back.
No.
Take it back.
Leave me alone.
And if I don't?
I'll sit on your bench. I'm sitting here.
Oh, big deal.
I'm laying on your bench.
Oh, Carol, knock it off.
I'm doing the backstroke on your bench.
You are pathetic.
Get off my bench.
Oh, make me.
Make you? Make you? All right, sister, come on. Come on, get up. Let's rumble.
Ain't that a hoot?
What, am I standing wrong?
I have never seen you so fired up. Hell, maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you ain't just a prissy little daddy's girl. You got gumption.
I've got a plethora of gumption.
Sit down here. We need to have a little talk. Now, Carol, what you did today was wrong. You was rude, pushy, and obnoxious, and you walked all over me just to get your damn story.
I know. I'm sorry.
Which probably means you'll turn out to be a hell of a reporter.
Really? Do you think so?
In my humble opinion, yes.
Oh, Laverne, you know, it's true what they say. Once you make a friend in the can, you got a friend for life.
Ain't the can in the bathroom?
Carol, Laverne, are you all right?
Oh, Daddy, we're more than all right. We're best friends now.
We're all right.
All right, just you just sit tight and I'll get you out of here.
Okay. What about me, Harry?
Charlie?
Yeah.
I'll tape Baywatch for you.
Praise the Lord, we're getting sprung.
Yeah, I still miss the story of a lifetime.
Oh, why does it have to be that story? Write about anything. Write about what it's like to be in prison.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
Who needs Hillary Clinton? I'll write about the dregs of society who find themselves trapped within these walls of confinement we call the big house. Ma'am, excuse me. Can you tell me the pathetic story of your wretched life?
Well, darling, it all started when I was born. You see, the doctor slapped me, and I slapped him back.
Hillary this, Hillary that. Let's see who's died.
Sophia, guess what? I was in jail. Want to see my mugshot?
Well, I got my lotto number for tomorrow.
Carol, you're free. Did they let Laverne out, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Look, Daddy, there you are.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Harry, don't be bashful.
And so I ask, how can we call ourselves a civilized nation, a just nation, a moral nation, until every child, no matter how poor, has access to proper medical care? Mrs. Clinton, I say these things to you not just as an African American.
Oh,
obviously, I'm not an African-American. But rather as a doctor, and perhaps more importantly, as a woman.
Dr. Douglas?
Yes? Doctor, we'd like you to come with us.
Why? What's this about?
Well, Mrs. Clinton really liked your speech, but she was laughing so hard she missed most of it.
Is she out there now?
Not so fast, Laverne.